Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. Hope you're having a great 2018 so far, and you haven't gotten off track on your goals for this year. And it's a great opportunity this year, as you reflect on last year and think about what you want to accomplish this year, to develop goals, to write them down, and to engage in the process of the opportunity that you have for leadership and impact in all areas of your life. In today's podcast, as we begin season three, and if you want to catch any of the other seasons, we have them up on our website. You can always subscribe to those and download those through iTunes and Google Play and some of the other platforms that we have available. But we're beginning season three with a focus on goals, and I want to give you four tips today on how you can be not just a goal setter in 2018, but also a goal achiever. It's one thing to set goals and to set resolutions, but if you think about how many times that you haven't accomplished those goals in the past and you've just disappointed yourself over and over again with those or haven't reached them or haven't had a plan to reach them, I think it's important to not be disappointed when you look at December 31st, 2018 and look back at this year. To be disappointed again, but to think about what are the goals that I want to accomplish? What's going to be the most meaningful things to make an impact with my life this year? And then put a plan together and have those. And so I'm going to give you four tips to do that and to focus on being a goal achiever in 2018 and beyond. And the first focus of this is, I guess the first tip I would give you is to develop smarter goals. And you're like, well, yeah, I mean, I haven't developed SMART goals in the past, or maybe I have, or maybe you're familiar with that SMART acronym, and that seems pretty simple, smarter goals. So, you know, what does that mean? But I first became aware of this concept from Michael Hyatt and his program, Best Year Ever, and we've published information about that in the past, and every year you can go through the Best Year Ever course and program that he does. But I started going through that the last two or three years, and it's really helped me gain a new perspective on goal setting and goal achievement, and especially some of the other things that I'm going to share with you today. But he takes the SMART acronym and adds to it two letters, and not just to get clever or creative, but I like his SMARTer acronym and what it means. So when you think about developing the right goals, let's just go through that and spell out SMARTer and talk about some of the aspects of developing smarter goals and what that means, because that's where it begins. It's not just setting some kind of loose resolution or some generic goal, but really focusing on smarter goals. And the S in smarter stands for specific. So that, I think you've probably heard that before. We need to be specific, not broad and general, like I want to be healthy in 2018. But we need to be specific in our goals and be specific about what we want to accomplish and when we want to accomplish that. And if we're not specific about the goals, then we'll never know if we've reached them or not. So be healthy in 2018 is not a specific goal, but work out three times a week is a much more specific goal. So that's an example of that. The M stands for measurable. So we have to make sure that our goals are measurable, that we use objective criteria where progress can be measured. And we understand that in different aspects of our life. I know as a runner, we're constantly looking at time as feedback and understand how quickly did we run that 400, or how quickly did we run that mile, or what is our goal to run the half marathon or marathon this year. And we're constantly looking at specifics so we can measure progress and how we're doing. And we have to do that with the goals in all aspects of our life. They have to be measurable, and we have to understand, you know, how we measure that progress, whether it's a fitness goal or a weight loss goal or some kind of habit goal that we're trying to accomplish. It has to be measurable, and so that we can know if we've achieved success. The A in SMARTer stands for actionable. So he changes this up a little bit and makes sure that it's actionable, that it begins with a verb. And it begins with a strong verb. I've always liked starting my goals or formatting my goals with a verb object. So, for instance, if I wanted to write a book a certain year, I'd say, write this book by then and focus on that. If I wanted to work out and develop that habit, it would be work out three times a week. So using strong verbs and action verbs and not just things like be or more, you know, verbs that aren't action oriented or passive. We want to use actionable verbs and strong action verbs. So if your goal is to write something or to run something or finish these types, read this many books this year, that we're writing that down and we're being, you know, actionable about that and not just something that we can't measure. Weaker words like be or understand are not as strong as things like learn and write and run. So making sure that we have strong verbs and strong action verbs with our goals are very important. And we think these things are simple and they don't matter, but they do matter when we write them down and the way we frame things up, because it begins with our thoughts. And if we're not strong in how we feel about it and how we think about it, and it's not something we can take action on, then it's going to be left to some generic understanding of what that goal might be. And then that leads to us not accomplishing the goal. The R in Michael Hyatt's SMARTER acronym stands for risky. So this may be where it's differed in the past when you've thought about SMART goals and thought about the traditional acronym for that. And so he really, you know, advocates and promotes setting risky goals. And what he means by risky goal is to set it high enough to demand your best effort. To set a risky goal means to set a high enough goal that's going to demand your best effort. If you know that you already have the means and resources to achieve the goal, then you're just kind of sandbagging that goal because you've already known that you can accomplish that, and maybe you already have. Sometimes I see people setting goals they've already achieved in the year, and that's kind of cheating the process. You need to go beyond that. And it's not risky enough, and it's not enough to stretch you if you already know that you have the means and the resources to achieve the goal. And that may make you uncomfortable, but I think we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, as Michael says, and being able to get in that discomfort zone, because that's where we're going to find our best effort, our growth, and the opportunity to accomplish goals that stretch us and go beyond what we could accomplish. Now, in setting risky goals, you need to make sure that you're not putting yourself or your family or others at risk in doing that. There's a difference in doing that, or that will never be achieved. I think sometimes we can get too far ahead of what might be a stretch goal for us and something that we would never accomplish, and that just leads to disillusionment. So we have to balance that riskiness and what we're thinking about, but making sure that these are stretch goals that's going to demand our best effort, but also that we will feel that greatest reward when we accomplish that goal. The T in SMARTER stands for time-keyed or time-bound. Whether you're setting a habit or achievement goal, and I really encourage you to set both. Habit goal being something that's process-oriented, an achievement goal would be really self-explanatory when you achieve that goal that you can measure the accomplishment. An example of a habit goal might be work out 3 times a week. An example of an achievement goal might be run the half marathon by March 31st, 2018. Also on your habit goal, and that first one I mentioned, I think it's really important when you think about time keying that or time bounding that on a habit goal to say when you're going to begin that and how long you're going to do that for, because you're trying to make that a habit. And so in my first example about workout 3 times a week, go further and say, I want to work out 3 times a week beginning January 1st, 2018 for 90 days. And go beyond just the 21-day format of developing that habit, but go further than that, because I think to really develop a habit, it takes longer. It may not take 90 days, but it may take more than 21 days or your traditional type thing. Or sometimes we see people just give up on the goal within a week, and we don't want that either. So we're about a week into the new year, so hopefully you haven't given up on your resolutions or goals. There's still time to catch up, and you have other weeks and other months to be able to accomplish those in 2018. But having habit goals and achievement goals is really important. And I think a lot of times what I'll try to do is, as I think about my goals for the year, I'll have some achievement goals, but I'll also have some habit goals that are linked to some of those achievement goals. So they help me accomplish that. So if there's a race I want to run in a certain month, I might also have a habit goal that's linked to that. That's how much I'm training per week and what I'm doing with that. And so, with that goal. And so having habit and achievement goals that match up are really important. And he really advises, and I believe in this, to not have more than 2 to 3 goals per quarter that you're focusing on. And I've been reading the Four Disciplines of Execution book, and I highly recommend that book. And they talk about this from a business standpoint. And the best businesses that they've worked with and the best organizations they've studied, they've really focused on, when they're implementing this Four Disciplines of Execution, to think about if you're trying to execute a certain strategy or implement a certain strategy in your life or in your business, and you set goals around that, to make sure that you're focusing on the most wildly important goals and important priorities for that quarter. And so it's helped me in thinking about goals and not trying to accomplish all 10 of my goals, this month or this quarter. But if I have 10 goals that I'm working on for the year, that I will try to space those out and really devote my full energy and full engagement to 2 to 3 per quarter. So as you think about goals, or maybe you've already come up with your goals for this year, think about spacing those out and then working on those per quarter and having them time-keyed and time-bound on all of the goals that you set. The E in SMARTER stands for exciting versus boring. And I think as you think about SMARTER goals and you add this to that, your goals need to be exciting. If you're not excited about them, then you're not going to accomplish them. And we have to be passionate about what we're doing. And going through this process at the end of last year for me, and I usually take the last couple of weeks in December to develop my goals and to reflect on the last year, to learn from things that I did and had successes, and if I had setbacks, to learn from those as well. I really focus on, developing those goals and thinking about, for me, what God is putting on my heart for 2018 and beyond. And there were some goals that were on there that I've been very passionate about in the past, but didn't make the top 10 list for me this year. And some of them were already ingrained as habits as part of my overall kind of approach to life. And so I felt like I'd already accomplished those habit goals and I was going to do those anyway. But there were some that I cut from the list that were tough to cut because I really wanted to focus on those or had a passion of focusing on those in the past, but really didn't feel like that they would be meaningful goals or the most meaningful goals this year. And there were ones that are more meaningful to me that I felt like were being put on my heart to focus on for this year. And so I think that's really important as you think about it, to make sure that you're excited about those. And the R stands for relevant in SMARTER. So that's the final letter in SMARTER goals, relevant. And what this means, there's kind of 3 focuses for this. It needs to be in alignment with your specific season of life. So relevant to your season of life. There may be goals that you've set in the past and you've just been on autopilot for that, but you know you're not going to accomplish those this year and they're not relevant to the season of life that you're going through. I'm a father of 5 boys and it takes a lot for my wife and I to manage all of that. We love it. We embrace it as parents. But there's a season of life that we're going through where we've got kids in college and in high school as well, and we've got one who's graduated. So they're all at different seasons of life and starting a new job and finishing out college strong and high schoolers and junior high, one in junior high as well, that are getting to college and getting to high school. And so with that season of life, I had to take a hard look at some of the goals that I was setting and make sure that all of the goals that I was putting down were in alignment with my specific season of life. The worst thing, the most frustrating thing, is if you have goals that are not in alignment with your season of life, and then there's conflict because you're trying to accomplish that and it's not relevant and not in alignment with the other things you're trying to do, and you're just going to be frustrated when you go through those seasons of life. And there's going to be a tension that pulls between what you're trying to do, maybe individually, and it even could be, I've seen a lot of times, in a workout goal or training for things, and you have to put that aside because the season of life doesn't help you with that. And I've gone through times where there's been a lot of conflict. I've gone through times where there's been an alignment of that, and coming into this season of life, I've had to make some hard decisions about that, but it's going to make everything else that I'm doing, you know, come into kind of congruence and be integrated. And also, it's not going to frustrate the people that I'm doing life with. And I think that's very important. Also, from a relevant standpoint, it has to be in alignment with your core values and making sure that you're doing it. You don't do something just because somebody else is doing it or somebody put it down as a goal and you thought that would be a good goal. If you know somebody who's reading, you know, 24 books this year or 50 books this year or whatever it is, and you're not much of a reader, maybe that's not the goal for you. Or maybe you want to start off small and say, I just want to read one good book a quarter and do it that way. Or maybe you consume books differently and want to listen to audiobooks and do it that way. I think it's important to make sure that what are your goals and then making sure that the goals that you set are in, you know, alignment with your core values. And then also, they need to be in alignment with each other. So if you have goals that are in conflict with each other, then you're going to have a harder time of accomplishing those. And again, that goes back to the season of life. I think you can measure a lot by your season of life and then seeing if goals are in conflict with each other and making sure they're not working against each other, because you want your goals to be on the same page, literally, but also figuratively, so that you can accomplish those and make sure that you're working in concert together with those goals. So a lot in that first point, because I'm going to give you 4 points into helping you achieve your goals, but developing smarter goals is where it all begins. Specific, measurable, actionable, risky, time-keyed or time-bound, exciting, and relevant. The second point, once you've developed those smarter goals, is to keep your goals visible. I've done this in the past, and I see a lot of people doing this, is they'll develop their goals or they'll say their resolution, and then they don't keep it visible. They forget about it. They write it in a book somewhere, but they don't keep it visible, and maybe they don't even write it down. And then they forget about it, and then maybe come across it or stumble across it in December at the end of the year and say, oh yeah, that's what I was supposed to be about this year. Or they think they're going to remember what those goals are and just know them. And I think there's a power to keeping your goals visible. And there's been a lot of research, you know, when you write down your goals, you're going to be anywhere from 40 to 60% more likely to accomplish those goals just by writing them down and keeping them visibly in front of you. So don't set them aside and don't just occasionally look at them during the year or at worst the end of the year, realizing that, again, you didn't accomplish what you set out to do. The most effective goal achievers keep their goals visible. This has helped me a lot in just making sure that I'm keeping them visible. And what we find with a lot of people that we coach and work with is, and we encourage them to write them down in a journal, a planner, a notebook that is always with them, not just some, you know, notebook they set on the shelf, but something that's going to be constantly with you. And I've also, you know, not only written them down in a type of notebook and planner that I have with me, but I also have put it in an electronic tool like Evernote and have a template that I've used that I've gotten from Michael Hyatt's system and been able to put those in there and reviewing them often and remembering why I set those goals in the first place. So whether you use a physical planner or notebook or whether you have a digital tool like Evernote or some other tool, making sure that you write them down and then keep them visible with you at all times. And go through a process, even on a weekly basis, reviewing those goals. You can set tactics and set strategies based on that, and that's really important in the next couple of steps is to making sure that you do that, is if you keep them visible and keep them with you, you're going to remember, one, why you set them, and what they're all about, and they're going to motivate you. And this leads to the next step. The third step is aligning action to aspirations. Aligning action to aspirations. So you have a goal, and it's an aspirational goal of what you want to achieve and what you want to accomplish this year. But the most effective leaders and goal achievers align their weekly and daily task to their goals. And this is where we see a huge drop-off in people not accomplishing their goals. Because even if they write them down and keep them visible, they may develop to-dos and tasks and all of these other things. They're not in alignment with their goals. And they're focusing on what a lot of times the Four Disciplines of Execution book, the authors of the book call a whirlwind of just operational day-to-day activities, and they're not strategically placing in their week or their day those things that are going to help them accomplish their most important goals. And so it's really important that we align our weekly and daily actions to our aspirations or to our goals. And so make sure that, you know, that you're not like some of those people. There's a big disconnect between that. Be a peak performer. Be a leader who is strategic in designing your actions to match up with and align with your aspirations for the year. I think also in doing that, conducting weekly debriefs and quarterly reviews to assess how you're doing and develop strategies to assign your ideal week around accomplishing the most important things tied to your overall goals. So not only coming into a week and making sure that you've got tasks that you're going to do that advance the ball towards that goal for the day or for the week, but to do a debrief at the end of the week and say, how did I do with that? How am I doing on, you know, what those tasks are, and did I accomplish those things? Also, this idea of a personal quarterly review. I learned about this idea from Greg McKeon's book, Essentialism, which again is another great read for this year. And he talked about the idea of conducting a half day or full day quarterly review on how it went and what you learned over the past quarter, and setting strategies and actions into the next quarter. And if you're focusing on 2 to 3 goals per quarter, that will give you a great opportunity to do that. And I would encourage you to get away if you can for that and take, you know, your own personal retreat. But even if you can just set aside time that's going to be uninterrupted, where you can just focus on, how did I do last quarter? Did I accomplish the goals I set out to accomplish? What is my focus in terms of goals for this quarter? And how can I develop strategic actions and strategic tasks and to-dos that align with those goals? Don't get off track. This is a key point in making sure that once you develop those smarter goals, that you write them down, keep them visible, and then align what you're doing within the scope of your days and weeks to accomplish the most important and meaningful things in your life and to truly make a positive impact with your life. And this is where you're really going to see leverage if you're able to do this and if you're able to incorporate, you know, those things into your weekly and daily schedule. And then the fourth thing, and we're assuming, hoping, and knowing that you're going to accomplish your goals this year, is to take time to celebrate success. In working with high achievers in sports, business, and life, I see a common thread of both expecting greater things and celebrating success when it happens. So the best leaders, the best performers in all of these areas of life, not only expect greater things to happen, and that begins with our mindset, thinking of a possibility mindset, that I'm not just writing down these stretch goals or these risky goals, as we talked about, hoping they'll happen or not really thinking they're going to happen, but I'm writing them down anyway. No, we're expecting that greater things are going to happen. And when they do, we're going to celebrate success when it happens. And I just want to encourage you in that. There's a lot of rush coming into January of getting motivated and buying new things and buying things that are going to organize us and setting these goals. But we often lose that, and we don't want you to lose that momentum and that enthusiasm around that. So having a possibility mindset to expect greater things are going to happen and then working to achieve those is important. The possibility mindset allows us to set and achieve the biggest goals in our lives. And that mindset facilitates the growth process that inspires what we see in peak performers to work hard every day to realize their dreams. And when they achieve their goals and when those dreams arrive and when they arrive at that destination that they've planned for and prayed for, they celebrate success, including both the accomplishment of the goal and the journey to get there. So when you think about your celebrations and thinking about the kind of celebration you're going to have as you accomplish these goals this year, you need to celebrate both the accomplishment of the goal, but also the journey to get there. And it may include setbacks, but it's going to include a lot of growth. And that growth is going to propel you into the next quarter, into the next year, to really appreciate and be grateful for how you've grown as you've worked to accomplish these meaningful goals. And while the journey and the goal may look different from what you initially envisioned, what we find, again, with people who put these strategies in place, that destination is often greater than what we ever dreamed for or imagined. And one of my favorite verses is Ephesians 3:20 that talks about that from the Bible and talks about how, you know, God has got things that, you know, greater than we ever hoped for or imagined in our life planned for us. And so as you think about 2018, I just want to encourage you to put these techniques into practice and become a goal achiever this year. You know, to set things that are going to stretch you, but they're going to be possible. So develop smarter goals, keep your goals visible, align your actions to aspirations, and celebrate success when you arrive there. And don't make your goals all about yourself. Leverage the leadership opportunities that you have and the platform that you have and the gifts and talents and strengths that you've been blessed with to impact other people. Hope this has blessed you today. I hope that and pray for you to accomplish the most meaningful goals in your life this year. And if there's anything we can do for you, let us know. We're going to have more interviews in season 3, as well as leadership topics and topics on peak performance in sports, business, and life for myself and this year, and really looking forward to a great 2018 and beyond. Check the website at www.mikevanhooser.com, and we will have some links to other workshops we're doing around leadership, both in Houston and Austin area coming up this year. We're going to do more this year to try to grow leadership and develop leaders, and you can email me at mike@mikevanhooser.com with any comments or thoughts on future podcast topics or any ways that we can help you in developing leaders within your organization or from a coaching standpoint, individual and group coaching as well. Make it a great week and continue to make the most of the moments in your life.